The United States Capitol building is surrounded by 10-foot-high fencing as Congress certifies the results of the 2024 election. The fencing and added security are a response to the January 6, 2021 riot, when supporters of President-elect Donald Trump broke into the building and halted the joint session of Congress for 9 hours. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas designated the certification as a national special security event in September 2024. In its announcement, the Secret Service stated this was the first time the designation has been made for an election certification and that it followed a request by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. When a national special security event designation is granted, the Secret Service becomes the lead agency. It is authorized to bring in significant federal government resources and develops a plan that involves state and local departments. The security measures added for the certification will remain in place throughout the month of January, when there are 3 special national security events. The events include the state funeral of former President Jimmy Carter and the inauguration on January 20th. The Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia, DC Metro, increased the number of police officers on patrol due to the events and the lone wolf attack on New Year's Day in New Orleans. "We are committed to upholding the right to peacefully assemble and protest here in our city," DC Metro Chief of Police Pamela Smith said. "I want to be very clear that we will not tolerate any violence, rioting, destruction of property, or any behavior that threatens the safety and security of our city." Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said his department has made significant improvements since officers were overwhelmed by thousands of rioters 4 years ago. He tried to reassure the public that they are ready this time. "The United States Capitol Police are better staffed, better trained, better equipped than ever before to protect our Capitol and to protect our Congress," Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said. In 2021, rioters advanced relatively quickly because the security measures included bicycle fencing and a row of understaffed and under-equipped officers. This time the fencing is not only 10 feet high, it's also heavy and reinforced in some areas with concrete barriers. Additionally, officers are on duty both in front of and behind the fencing. Anyone who crosses the fence or attempts to enter the building without authorization could face up to a year in prison. There are signs posted that state, "Area closed, do not enter or remain under penalty of prosecution," 18 U.S.C. 1752. Under this statute, it is illegal to knowingly enter a restricted area or impede government business. Perpetrators who commit the crime while carrying a dangerous weapon face up to 10 years in prison.